Parenting Moments on Shine FM every Wednesday with registered psychologist Kimberly Eckert, of course, founder of Eckert Center. It's online, eckertcenter.com, and she is on with me right now. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello, Mike.
This has been a great topic already. Still a little more as the month of April goes on, helping your family's mental health with food.
So what is happening in your family's mental health starts in their gut. So increasingly, research shows that the bacteria in our very complicated, quote, gut microbiome, which many of your listeners probably have heard about, really does affect how we feel. Kaplan and Ruckledge summarize in their fantastic book, The Better Brain, findings and studies done in the 1980s, and explain that many mental health patients report digestive complaints like stomach aches. The reasoning used to be that a stomach ache might be a symptom of anxiety or stress. But now researchers are starting to think that the reverse is actually true. This whole chicken and egg thing, Mike. Maybe it's what's going on in our stomachs that's having the dramatic effect on our brains and our mental health. So the key message here, the components of your gut microbiome affect your emotions. Your body is full of different microbiomes, even with its own very specific and diverse set of bacteria. Even your eyelashes have their own. Who knew? Your gut microbiome is directly affected by the conditions in which food is grown. Human bodies cannot make vitamins, but plants can, and that's why we need to eat them. The problem is that plants today are grown in soil that's depleted of many minerals. So we have problems because of modern farming techniques that allow plants to grow very quickly, and science hasn't yet determined whether the time these plants spend in a soil is sufficient for them to absorb enough minerals. Second is that there are antibiotics we consume and antiseptics we use, which deplete our gut microbiome even further. All of these factors are leading to a transformed gut microbiome, which is negatively affecting our brains. Bottom line is that scientists think there may be a connection between specific gut bacteria and conditions such as ADHD or schizophrenia. They don't yet know exactly what kind of microbiome makes for optimal mental health, but treatments such as prebiotics, probiotics, and even fecal transplants are showing promising results. Again, you can read about fecal transplants. I'm sure I've just freaked out a few listeners. But here's the bottom line. If this is compelling and interesting and intriguing for you, please go to our website, eckertcenter.com, and click our service tab and read about our partnership with Revive Wellness, a group practice of registered dietitians. They are ready and available to provide free discovery calls for all of our clients to learn about how to use food and micronutrients to improve your mental health.
A very interesting topic. And yes, I'm sure everybody will be checking that out at eckertcenter.com to get more to learn how we can help our families. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
My pleasure.
EckertCenter.com, north and south location. You can book your appointment at EckertCenter.com. And thanks to Kimberly and the team there. Could be a free initial visit for you, too. We've got a contest at our website, shinefm.com. Make sure you check that for a chance to win as well. And I guess we still have one more week to go looking at this topic of mental health and food, Kimberly.
Yes, I look forward to it. Mike, have a wonderful day.
You, too.